So cannot be niskadish, even al dikibush rabbi. Cannot is mufke of kiddush oretz, even if it is niskadish. Even if there is kibush al pi umitumin al pi bez nagodol al pi melech everything, it's al pi din mufke nisof is a mufke of tishes ores. So mele disaf achutz lores is also mufke of tishes ores. So what veil is the fact that it gets unique from the karko elon beneath, but it gets unique from the Ofachus Loretz, and that's probably the predominant unique in the Ofachus Loretz. It grows in the Tafo. So mele it's not chayev in Trumas Amais. That's the pshat in the Yerushalme according to the Yishtja. But from the
Gorlo... If it would be on the ground itself then?
What?
But if it would be mamish on the ground? If
it be so then it would be bottle. So the Ofachus Loretz like beetle.
You know, the
beetle. Regular din of beetle in Kolatere Kule. So it will lose its identity. It will not be any of Achus Loretz. Everything will be of Eretz Yisrael and the basis of the regular din of Bittl. But if it is not mamish, so then, and if it's gesheshes, it's also considered mamish. But if it's not gesheshes, so then, according to Rabbi Lishitose, that Kedushas Oretz is not Chalal Nisofeis. So even though as far as the Yenike is concerned, he agrees with the Rabbanon. There is Yenike, there is substantial Yenike, substantial enough to be Kedushas Oretz. But there is even more Yenike from the Ofachus Loretz. So according to the Rabbanon, the Ofachus Loretz itself becomes this Kedushas Oretz without Kibush. You don't need Kibush. But according to Rabbi Yudah, it's Mufke of Kedushas Oretz. So Mele, that means that the predominant unique is from of Achus Loretz, not from of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not high.
How can Kohen Rabbanon becomes a Skadish without Kibush? Why Kohen Rabbanon is it a Skadish without Kibush?
Because in the Mokim. So without Kibush. Since according to Rabbanon, Kedushas Oretz is Chalanis office. But we have to resort to Kibush, so we have to resort to Kibush when it's not in the same Mokim. But if it is in the Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, it's Mimele, automatically it becomes Niskadish. Mimele. It's bottle gabe the offer of Eretz Yisrael. Not the dim beetle of beetle Birov and beetle Bishishim, but another din of beetle, it becomes bottle, becomes tofel. But according to Rabbi Yudah, that Nisofis is mufke. It's not shayach to say that it becomes both. It's mufke. That's the commitment. According to the Goyim's Pshat, it appears that the Gemara doesn't say, first of all, the Goyim says that machlekes is miyusa. But miyusa is superfluous. But even if we argue is machlekes, so it doesn't mean machlekes as the Pimeisha explains. The machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yudah here is tolu, is lishotosaye, tolu in the machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yudah in the sifri in regard to the posik at the end of Eker. It means machlekes, the Gemara is just discussing, not in connection with this machlekes. The Gemara is not saying that one is stalling the other. Also, some mele, there is no. So then, according to the Goyim's Pshat, so we can say, as everybody assumes, that the Pshat in the Gemara is that according to Rabbonon, so there is unique from the Karka Elam beneath, so mele is Piris or Oretz, even if it's not Gesheshes, and according to Rabbi Yudah, there is no unique. There isn't sufficient unique, there isn't substantial unique, in order it shouldn't be in machlekes and mitzias. So mele, it's not pure salt. Now, fun. Then, we also mentioned Friday, and I mean, this is muchach, that there is definitely machlekes between. Let's go over the thesis for... No, he can't go because he didn't go over the Gemara yet. At the end of the thesis, the Bramas lots of snorkel. So thesis says the kashe, v'ochal imotzolishnu yekam bishal cheres kam bishal eitz, iname kam bin kuva kam bishen ni kuva, k'mishanu osam, dine idei yecha dine chish gishesh et lorab yude, midaha v'chus loretz li imaisa, chshiv name chus loretz li inget, hayin mishum kibim dishem chus loretz la amoke. So something very... remarkable thesis says Shim Chuslah Islam Mokim Meicha Thesis Shim Chuslah Islam Mokim. After all this, no of the Arts of Israel. So Thesis Vishite is, it appears like a big Chiddush, but that's Thesis Vishite. And it's not difficult. That nor is of Arts of Israel, so the Gemara in Bava Basra says, it's Yarden and two other Noris. So are not part of Eretz Yisrael proper. It's only part of Eretz Yisrael on the basis of Gvuli. Because Kihu al Yamim Yisodo Val Nehoris Yechenenel. So Eile Shiva Yamim Ve'arbo Nehoris Sheba Eretz Yisrael Shemakif Mes Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say Shem Eretz Yisrael, Makif Mes Eretz Yisrael. So they have a Chalei Shem Gvul Makif Mes Eretz Yisrael. The Yarden is a Gvul. The Yarden is a Gvul. As a matter of fact, I mentioned it already. I mean, the Shittim Kubetzes. There is no Shittim Kubetzes of Metzia. Okay, but, and the small Gemara about Metzia, yeah. Because the Loshen, he mentions, the Yerushalmi, what?
Mashinosin,
yeah. Thinking I'll need Gemara Yimitzia, and then when I came in here I forgot about it. The whole mocking is not only karka, the other also. Adlorokia was Nitla from Avinu. It has Ishem Eretz Yisrael, that Nitla from Avinu, and also has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Mimele is the same mocking, because after all, they here and here on a vertical level is the same mocking. Here and here are different mechanics on the horizontal level. But on the horizontal plane, it's different mechanics. But on the vertical plane, so from the Karaka up to the moon, is one Mokim. Is one Mokim. Is El Adlarakim. So Mele Bashein Kei. Find out. The bottom, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line from the end of the Omid, I'm Dalet Omid base. Kioser Abdime Omar Rabbi Yechanan Maizach Siv, Kihu al Yamim Yisod of Al Noris Yechanel, Ilu Shiva Yamim Varbo Noris, Shemakif and South Israel. Veile in Shiva Yamin, Yamo shall tvayal yodets Yam Kineret, Yamo shall zdei, that's the Yam HaMelech, Yamo shall chilat, Yamo shall chilta, Yamo shall sifri, Yam HaSpambi, Yam HaGodol, that's the Mediterranean, that's the Shiva Yamin. Veile in Arbon Ores, Yardei, Yaramuch, Kromoyen Ufigo. So in other words, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael proper. It was not Nitn Avraham Avinu, I mean the Yardi, but it's Gvuli, it's Makif Eretz Yisrael. So it's, and the same thing is true of the Mediterranean Sea also. It's Reyacham Ligvul, and this is also Igvul. But Mele, since it's Igvul, some Mele it acquires the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and Niskadish soil also. It doesn't require its own kibush in order to be Niskadish. If Eretz soil to which the Yarden serves as the Gvul is Niskadish, all the kibush, so maybe that is Niskadish. But since the Gdush is not in itself, but only because it's Makif Eretz Yisrael as the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, so what is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael? Not the Avia. The Avia is not the Gvul. The karkis, so the kark of the Noris is Eretz Yisrael, but the Avir is not Eretz Yisrael unless it is lies on the karke. So Mimele, if you have, let's say, suppose you build an Empire State Building in the Yarden, and it's a 110 floors, or like a Sears building. So Mimele, on top of it, you can be Masmich. So the Smich is only naked out the soil. Suppose you build a tall building in the yard or in the Yamagodl, even though it's not Eretz Yisrael by itself in its own merit, but because ki it's a gvul of Eretz Yisrael who al yam yisodov al neoritz yechenel. But if you have a building, no matter how tall the building is, and the masmich and the nismech will stand on the roof of that building, so the smich will be chal. But suppose the masmich and nismech will be on a plane, above that portion of the Yamagodl that is a gvul of Eretz Yisrael, or above the Yarden. So then, if we say that it's not part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's only becomes our soil, acquires the Shem our soil, individual soil, but it's the aloha, yam, yisod, or noris, yichonel, because it's makif our soil, so it's equal to our soil. So if it's in the buildings, they stand on solid ground, so then it means our soil. So you see Rashi's lotion, Rashi says, Bono machlekes rabbiud verabonon, rabbonon avire kiman diman chedome. Expression, an interesting expression. Avire kiman de man chedom. Rashi should have said. So avire is yanke. But Rashi say kiman de man chedom. There is something in that lotion of Rashi. So according to Rabbanon, even if it's not gesheshes, it still can. We'll still see why it is like that. Why is the manchar? So I'm at the contrary. I think that the Rashi agrees. I think you mentioned it from Rashi's launch. You mentioned another Rashi. A different. Which Rashi did you mention?
No rain with Perisya Boshel called Perisya Oren. The Shaila was, but the Nor itself has a Perisya Boshel now.
Which Rashi?
There's one Rashi is Kanye Ida, Shanor, Emily, Pharisee, Bashal, Paul, Pharisee, Oretz. Or the other Rashi, Kayabas, Maisa, Shanor, Shabarit, Estrol, Arabi, Pharisee, Estrol. Or the Shaila seems to be not a Shaila in Unique, but the Shaila.
Just one second. Kanye Ida, Shanor, Emily, Pharisee, Yabosh. Yeah, Emily, Pharisee, Yabosh. Yeah, it's also Mashma. And this Rashi is there is a deal. I mean, it's not explicit, of course, but Kman Chadam is, I think that Rashi Shite is not like the Ri. The Ri is the Kashi. What's the Shaiches? What's Ota maybe get Baliol, Baltisol, Yehoshit, maybe Huslores, Mishmdofer Abob Shamahuslores, Potom Isaiah, they may really dumb. But according to Tesis, the Bamas of Nokov, it's no Kashi. We don't have to resort to the Risteretz because it's based upon Trumus HaMaisers. Because since it's Tolu in Ikar Yishuv and in Bnei Torah being there and so on, so Mele, only when there is a practical possibility of being Mikai Mitzvah Satluis Boretz, but if there is no practical possibility of being so the Chachomim, the Rachamim required but according to this thesis, no, it's a very simple thing. It's not like Hamevi get Baliyah. Hamevi get Baliyah, so it's as Yishemeh as Yisroel alamok Baliyah. But here Yishetesh says Shem Choslo as alamok, because it's not as Yisroel mamesh, it's only B'teras Gvulim, because there's a Kosovo who al Yam Yisroel al Noris Yechenineo. So Mimele, but according to Rabbanon, even if it's not Gisheshes, it's Kiman Chebar. We'll have to see why, but it's Kiman Chebar. So Mimele, it's as Yisroel, but according to Rabbi Yudi, if it's not Gisheshes, it's not Kiman Chebar. So if it's not Kiman Chebar, it's in the Avir of Eretz Yisroel. Avir Eretz Yisroel is not Eretz Yisroel. So he has to say, before the Necht, before the Necht, before the Necht, before the Necht. Now, so that will mean if he, suppose he get his written, not in his, you know, well, That's the question. I mean, if the get is written on a plane that flies above the noise, above the yard, and there is, suppose there is offer on the floor of the plane, would we say that the Yenike goes to such a distance? It's not Mistaba. It's not Mistaba. I mean, Yenike should go, I mean, so many, I mean, thousands and thousands of feet above, the Yenike should go. So, this, we know, all right, not Gesheshes, but how many feet is it above the Karaka? Hoilam of the moon. So Yenike could go through, but in a plane, probably not. So then even the Rabbonon would require, according to Rav Yirmiyeh and Abaye, before an echt of an echt, and that's how it seems to me, is in a plane. But Mashein came, if he gets his written, in a plane while it flies above Yerushalayim, above Tel Aviv, above Haifa, above Tverya, so of course it doesn't require for Nacht and Nacht. Because the Aver itself, Adlorokia, is a Hashem Eretz Yisrael. And Gushas Eretz Yisrael too. So this is what Tesis means. And from Rashi it's Mashma that he agrees with Tesis. Now, that in Yen, that I mentioned at the beginning when we learned Daf Beis, I mentioned the Shinkubetzes in Git. So I said at that time that in regard, I mean to the Psak the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Eid HaRedis, what? Rav Sonnenfeld, yeah. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. So he rendered the psak to his followers that they shouldn't walk al Chayf Hayam on the Tel Aviv beach, because according to the archaeologist, it was already originally, thousands of years ago, at the time of Matan Torah, at the time of Kibush Oretz, so it was beyond that imaginary line that is drawn, Mechuti Amnein in Nachum Mitzrayim. So I said that it doesn't seem like that, because here we have two Gvulim actually. We have the Gvul of the Chayf Hayam and the other Gvul of the imaginary line. So Mele, even if it happened, assuming that what the archaeologists say is true, it's not conclusive, but assuming that it's true, since there was a receding, you know, so Mele, whatever is beyond the Yam is out of soil, because the Chayf Hayam is also, so even if it's true that originally, So the imaginary line was here, let's say, and now the Chayf Hayam is here, but since, on account of the receding of water, so here is the Chayf Hayam, so merely it becomes Niskadish, because the Chayf Hayam itself is the Chayf Yam HaGodol, itself is a glue. So that is really mentioned in a certain vision, in the Chubetzes in Bamitzir.
So the second bowl is only gave when the Chayf Hayam was in its proper place?
That's right.
But once it's not in its proper place.
So it's not, maybe it's still Negeya, you know, the archaeologists say in Tel Aviv, but in Chayf it's not like that. In Tel Aviv, I haven't heard that in Chayf is also like that. So there was no receding, you know. So he didn't move. V'chtaf chavbei zomed aleph, the first line. V'chin yardin shenotal mezeh v'notal zeh, ma shenotal notal ma shenosa nosa. So Rashi says that it means simply the thief, the yarding, you know, it flooded. So he took in certain objects, certain valuables, and then he threw it out again. The next day he threw it out into somebody else's chotzer. So whatever was taken in from Reuven's chotzer and thrown out into Shimon's chotzer belongs to Shimon. Belongs to Shimon. Why? Because there is Yirush. There is Yirush, or because it's Avrim and Kolodom, whatever. I mean, the Rambam basis, the Aloch of Avrim and Kolodom also happen Yirush, whatever the din is. That's Rashi's pshat. But Shimon Ben says, mention another pshat. The Chinyarde. There's the Ramban. And he mentioned the name of the Yerushalm. Pirish be Yerushalme. So it's strangest why Rashi explains it differently. The Chinyarde shenot al Pirish be Yerushalme lin yin kdusha sooretz. Sha yarde nu yom mafsik bin Eretz Yisroel le Eretz Ha'am. Ve echod na gvul eis hu a yard kirsi va yarde nu gvul. Now that's a question itself, that itself has to be explained. The Yarden is between Eretz Knoan and Divra Yarden. But Divra Yarden, Mesh Rabin was Kevish, so that's also Eretz Yisrael. So what Nafkemine does it make? Well, the Nafkemine could... What? Oh, Avoseima, in Chalamelik, that's right, Avoseima. And then there is Aloche, Bikurim, yeah. And then there is aloche, it's a psikte that Ivra Yardin is mufke from Beis Hashchine, from Beis Hamikdash. The question is, I mean, how is that nige? After all, the Beis Hamikdash only has to be on Har HaMeriyo. So why do we need? So the psikte mentions the special Gzeros HaKosuf, that Yarden in the Beis Hamikdash cannot be built in Ivra Yard because Eretz Tmeo. So that's its mufke of Beis Hashchin. But could you build the Beis Hamikdash in Tveria? You couldn't. It's the Beis HaPchira, the Har HaMeriyo. The answer is, it because Yerushalayim is also called Mikdash. Yerushalayim is also called Migdash, and there is aloche of Misifin Aliyah Valazores. So as far as being Misif Valazores is concerned, so it cannot be extended beyond the Har HaMeriyo. It's impossible. But as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, so it can be extended. Misifin as far as Yerushalayim, Maaseh Sheni, and Kochim Kalim. So can you be Misif Yerushalayim up to the United States of America? No, you couldn't do it. So in other words, the limit is Eretz Knan, not Ivra Yard. So that's Yerushalayim also is Beis Hashchina, you see. Yerushalayim is also called Mikdash. So Mimele, the Rambam Shit in Pirush HaMishni is now B'Migdosh. As a matter of fact, there was one Godel, I forgot his name. What? Yeah, I mean, about Kiel, yeah. There is Yerushalayim. So it Tekeah in Yerushalayim. So there was one Godel about what? Well, Schlesinger, yeah. He was, as my father said, a Grisa Britan. He had a lot of courage. So he blew shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So, of course, he had trouble from the Kanoim in those days. In those days, he also had Kanoim. So he had to close the Lodens. How do you call the Lodens in English? What? The shutters, you know, shutters, because they tried to throw his stone into his house. his house. Why? Because the reef, well, I mean, it was some courageous deed, I mean. So the reef was the Kea Schaefer in his best. Because Bim King Besden, so we had the Kea Schaefer B'Shabes, Rosh Hashanah. So some Rishonim say Davke Bezna Godel, some Rishonim say Ibn Sanhedrin Ktano, and some Rishonim say Bezden Ibn Shals Gimus Muchim Basmuchim, but the reef was not Isamuch, but Bezna Godel Ado, so the reef is supposed to kill, the reef was the reef, you know. So anyway, so he was also Tikea. But anyway, because Yerushalayim, and then the Rambam Pshita in Perusha Mishnah is, that B'migdosh, so it's a chiyuv to kol shivos machtem alulev lifnei elisham lekichem shivos yomim bigvulin. So is only the imrishin, but the other 7 days is zeichal migdosh, but b'migdosh lifnei elisham lekichem. So the Rambam Shittim Perusha Mishnah is all of Yerushalayim is lifnei elisham lekichem. All of Yerushalayim, and there are many who say that according to the Rambam, so even today in Yerushalayim, in the old city, not in the new city, but in the old city, we are mechuyev midaraisa to take the lulev kol shiva. Kol shiva, as a matter of fact, that Rav Shmuel Salanter Marishalei Bdiskin or Makpit to take the lulev in the old city, I mean. In those days, the Ochlnea, is a Matfit. So it's Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is Mikdosh. The Rambam says in Perusha Mishnah, all of Yerushalayim is Mikdosh. So, and Yerushalayim can be massive up to where? Up to Ivrayard. So Ivrayard is Mufke. So Mimele, there is an Afkemine. So that's what he says. Pierce Birushalmel in Yangdusha Sores, Shayardin or Yomafsi, bin Archisroel Ersam, Viechod Minakvule Isu Ayardin, Kitersi Vayardin Ugvu, Umshim Hoche Koma, Hoche Shilu Notal Ayardim Ersamim, Viechid Vulores, Mam is that? That if there is a receding of water, so, and the shore of the Yardin becomes extended, you know, eastward, you know. You see, Eivor HaYarden is east of Ersnan. So suppose the shore of the Yarden becomes extended eastward, so the piece of territory that became part of Ersnan, Al-Pedin is Niskadi Yudhuzas. So smamish me foolish, Yerushalm Adizdin. ומשמוך הקורם ההוכה של נות על ירד מארץ עם וירחיב לאורץ הרי מה שנוסם וירחיב לארץ ישראל בקדוש הסורץ ואין דה קנטרי וימים שחיץ לאורץ ונוסם לארץ עם על חוץ לא זה חושב. Suppose the receding takes place the other direction, so then it becomes nifka of the dusha sorus. Why? Because the chifa yarding is the group. So that's our loche. If there is a receding, so that we have to consider the gvul at the present moment, not what it was at the time of Matan Torah, at the time of Kibush Haaretz, but what is the shore right now, not what it was at the time of Matan Torah, at the time of Kibush Haaretz. נמשכית לארץ, נוסל לארץ, אני חוץ לא רכושי, שהכוסוף תולו גבול האורץ בירדי, so there's the pshat in the Gemara here. So if it is not part of Eretz Yisrael proper, not part of Eretz Yisrael proper, of Eretz Knam proper, and then it's not part of Eretz Knam proper, but only b'tiras gvul, so mele only the karka has ishen Eretz Yisrael, but the other not. But if something is lying on the karka, you have an Empire State Building, so it's kiman chebar adami. But here it's not man chebar. But according to the Rabbonon, since, so I think one thing has to be mentioned, and that will seem to be not in line with what my father said. But I think it's not in conflict with my father said. So the reason as to why we have to say that according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh and Abaye, Rabbi Yirmiyeh and Abaye, so my father says, in order to answer the stira between two Rambams. So let's go over, the Rambam. Let's go over the Gemara, next piece of Gemara. Yeah.
Just saying, the Karka of these Nahoras, do we have the Klushas Aretz?
Of course.
Also, then
if Eretz Kna is near Bash, up to the Yardin, so Mele the Yardin, so it says Shembo. But if, let's say, if the piece of territory that is close to the Yardin was not like of Shuli Bovel, so that we'll see from the thesis of Yudaimir. So Mele, it cannot be Gvul yet. It can be serve as a Gvul if the territory up to the Gvul is nearby.
Once it has a din Gvul, so what has to
it's be? It's Kaddish by itself.
The
Karka is Niskaddish, but not the Avra. Not the Avra.
It's all proper, the Avra is also.
That's right. That's right. The Avra is
Adler Kia. It's not as if it's Be'etzim Eretz
Yisrael. What serves as a Gvul? The Avra doesn't serve as a Gvul. I mean, as a Gvul has to be something tangible.
So the Avra is not.
That's right. Yeah. So, now let's see the Gemara.
Omer Rabbanon,
the Rabbanon hold that, as Rashi says, Avirikim and the Manchedom. In view of the fact, or this is what I'm coming to, in view of the fact that it gets substantial unique from the Karka, so Mele, it is considered, that's what I want to add, which on the surface it appears to be in conflict with what my father said, but I don't think it's in conflict with what my father said. Because I think that is the machlekes between Rav Yirmiyeh and Abaye on one end and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak on the other end. Because Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Bin Horez the Arz Yisrael de Kol Ha'Om Elekligis. So Rashi says, Dichre Arz Yisrael Nino Vafo Gav Dein Svino Gisheshes. Di Taime Di Get Loi Mishum Yinikim Na Karkehu. So in other words, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok holds not like Rav Yirmiyeh and Abaye. Rav Yirmiyeh and Abaye hold that if the Shem Eretz Yisrael is chal and Dushas Yisrael chal on the basis of Gvul, because it's Makif Eretz Yisrael, so only the Karka has Hashem Gvul and has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. But the Avir not, so Stacy says, the Hashem Chuslo Aslan Mokim. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mimele, he says, it has a bearing upon Fonechtum, Fonechtum also. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is Chilek, he says, no, true, it's not part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael itself. But Yisrael says, but it is Eretz Yisrael because Kuhu al Yamim Yisod al Norish, and what's the difference? So not only the Karka of the Noris and the Yamim has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, because of the Gzeros HaKosuv, Kuhu al Yamim Yisod al Norish Yechonineo, everything has. So, anyway, but let's discuss this Gemara. Omer Abzeire, Otznoku Famunach al Gabi Yisedes, Bonil Machlekes, Rabbi Yudev Rabbon. So, according to the Rabbanon, so the Aver is mafsik. Let's see, stands on his tender, you have plants that you plut on his tender, so the Aver is mafsik. Here it is placed, the orchids, and then it's a big stand, and what and the Aver is mafsik. So according to the Rabbanon, it's chayvim to Musa Maisres, because just as the Rabbanon am chayvim to Musa Maisres, the pears that grow in the Svino even though the Maim is Mafzik and the Konter of Yudev is not Gesheshes. He's part of those Maises. So it's not from Rabbi Seir, he's also part of it. Omar Rav Edil Meloi, Ad Kan Likom Rabbi Yudev Osom, El Bisvinu Asri Livreach. So even Rabbi Yudev says there that he's not Chayev, so it's because on one hand, the Maim is Mafzik. On the other hand, even for a moment, so it doesn't stand in one place. Mashenki not snok from Rabbi, he stands and he stands. So then it stands there all the time. So there is an opportunity for the unique to come through. If he just is in this transient state, just passes momentarily. So, and he doesn't even touch some melee, there couldn't be unique or any real unique. Maybe Mash unique there could be. But where it stands in one place, even though the Aver is Mafsik or the Mayim is Mafsik, so still it can be unique. So even Rabbi Yude would agree that perhaps even Rabbi Yude would agree that it's not from Munach Gabi said this is Chayvin to Mesa Maises. So at can come Rabbi Yosem to Sinas to Livreach, Avlots is Shinos to Livreach Loi, Iname, that way. At can come Rabbon Hosom that it is Chayvin to Mesa Maises, El Bisvine, because there is no Hefsik of Avir, there is a Hefsik of Mayim. So Mayim is Karas Mirte Damye. So Rashi says, "Bon machlik Rabbi Yudev Rabbon Rabbon Avir Ekman the Man Kedomel Rabbi Yudev Mechayim Ma'is Am the Reis An Man Chareim Hasu Yilivreach Leim Am Nishne Aleches Kol Shor Li Mafzik Avir Ebin Svin Eleres Ein Shom Shum Ein Shum Avir Umayi Karas Michte Damie Rab Nachman Vayitzra Koma." So, and we passed like a Nachma Yitzra. The Rambam passed, and so the Rishin passed like a Nachma Yitzra. Not like a Virmi and a Bai. So, in Ores Arts Yisroel, so of course, if he gets his witness, you know, Gesheshes, not Gesheshes, I'll leave the Rabbon, I'll leave the Rabbude, so he doesn't have to say for Nachta for Nachta. So Rashi says, Klaume Liplige, Ores Yisroel Ninu, we have all that things in the Gesheshes. Die Teile, die geht, loi mich um ihn, ich komme nach Karke, hu, ki mai so geschwies, hilkach loi ich ne no, wo loi ich ne ja boshe. But Rashi himself said that geht, because according to Rabbono, avire ki man dem Mann chedome, and Rabbi Yude, it's not ki man chedome, some mele should have application to get to, the answer is, that's Rabbi Yomi and Abai, they hold that since the Nehores are not Eretz Yisrael per se, because of their own merit, but because of the Zersakosuf, Kuhu al Yam Yisrael and Nehores Yechonel, because it's Igvul, some Mele, only the Karka is Igvul, and the Avir is not even Eretz Yisrael, but if it's Mancha Ares, so then it is the Karka itself, but if it's not Mancha, not, that's Ravirman dabei, but Rav Nachman by Yitzchok holds differently, and he says even though they don't have a Shem Eretz Yisrael because of their own merit, but because of the fact of Makif Eretz Yisrael Ku Al Yamim Yisodon Noros Yechonel, but still on account of Ku Al Yamim Yisodon, so everything is a Shem Eretz Yisrael, English Eretz Yisrael, not only the Karaka, even the Avia. Some Emelis know whether it's Kemanche, not Kemanche, it doesn't make any difference. All right. Now, Taisa says, Dilmeloyi, oh no, you have to learn this thesis first. Otis Nokuf, Pirish Bekuntres, Disfino, Delil, Shocheres, Venitzrich Oinokif, Imoinas Bekark. Why? Because it has many pores, some mele, even many Nokuf is considered Alpedin. Like Nokuf. Kedamrim Menoches, Avor Otsi Chaleitz, Boye Nikibe, Vinire de Rayose Merish, Perikol Akabones, Di Omar Tone Chode, Shebigag Vishach v'shebechovayif peres grow in the notzitz that is begak or bechova shebisvino and shebechova or shebisvino v'shebotzitz is mevikir v'tanyidoch mevenikir mushane otzis haotzis loikash. So the braisa that says that botzis is mevivikere is menokuf. The braisa that says mevivikere vishenokuf. Svina svina namoikashi. Kam bishalei zikam vacheres. Lishane bisvino kam binkuvo michlal. So in other words, the braisa that says mevivikere is reference to a svina shalcheres. The braisa that says mevivikere is reference to a svina shalcheres. Umidloi mishane bisvino kam bin kuvo kam bisheni kuvo. So because gabi otzis the Gemara says kam bin kuvo kam bisheni kuvo, the gabi svino the Gemara doesn't say kam bin kuvo kam bisheni kuvo, but kam becheres the price that says maybe vikere is becheres and the price that says maybe nikere is beis. So it's mashma michol shalcheres afilim nikuvo avikin kuvo. So Rashi briefly, Rashi Shita is that by Cheres even Meini Nokuf has the same din as Nokuf. Because of Perush, normally come for Beis, Kosher Al Cheres Shalotis Nokuf Kosher. Mashma the Cheres Boy Nikivo Dilavoche. He says Al Cheres Shalotis Nokuf, so it emphasizes the expression Shalotis Nokuf and Cheres. Mashma the Cheres Boy Nikivo Dilavoche. Dilavoche. My Rebuse, who do Nokuf Tvei Mishen Nokuf. If we are going to say that Cheres Ibn Nokuf has the same din as Nokuf, so why does it say Al Cheres Shalotis Nokuf Tafke? Umashman Ahmed the Otzitz Shalcheres, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir even mitisef the Dishviz the Tanya Hateimenes Aleiv Bishviz. Rabbi Meir imer the Cheres Teini Biotzitz Shal Yitzmach the Afal Pishin Rai the Mazir Odaba and Satan the Cheres Al Mestam Otzitz Shalcheresu Vinirel Rabbi Netam Lehefech, just the opposite of Rashi. Disholcheres boy nikuvo, vishalitzloy boy nikuvo, shehu mislach lachyisam nacheres, because age disintegrates much more quickly, much more readily than cheres. So he was a shaper distam svina yishalitz, uim noches name muchar dikoma kam vishalitz, kam vishalcheres, shemaske tchilo isi, shemeivi vikiri, mishemaske, kimishano osom. Agag v'chuv avotzis v'ochel imos lishnuye kam bishal cheres kam bishal eitz iname kam kuvo kam shenikuvo so kishano osom. So that's the thesis. Dinei deich nigishes rabbile midav echus loras lim maiz chshiv nam echus loras lim get hayin mishum kim nishem echus loras lam okim tzorich lim abifon ein echta v'af agad ishkiru gmire kedish lo itakun es ayam. Aber bitte das Rabbiude, Rabbi Nafel, wie schön die Scheche ist, kib die Schimme, als Solam, wo kim so ja teist ist, is saying, is spelling it out explicitly, that by Nores, according to Rabbi Yemen Abaye, it shem mokim al chutzlo, shem chutzlo es al mokim. But it's Nores, that's the soil, so that's only the karak, but not the ave. But if it's mancha, ares, something else. ורבון אף משגשזו כי משימר תסול על המוקים אף על פי שמחמס הכלי נחי ומייסר בשביל כך לי חושב כחוס לא הולך להינגד דיל מלוי עד כאן לקום הרב יהודה כן, so the gemor rove is deiche in two ifam one ifam is deiche is that even Rab Yehuda who says Baini Gisheshes is Potea, so only because it doesn't stand in one place. But where Otsnokamal say this, so he's made it that it is Mechuba. And the other way, just the opposite. That even the Rabbonon who say the Baini Gisheshes, so it is Chayev, so only Baini Gisheshes, because Aver is not mafzik, Mayim is mafzik, Mayim is karas michtadami. But in the case of what's not, I'm not going to say this, the Rabbanu will also be made that is not chayiv in Chumash Maasis. So Teisa says, Kenu emes, like the first three, the otzis kim chuba. That is not from Murch Rabbi Seydes, even according to Rabbi Yude, has he didn't have Mechuba. Kid Bifirik Ashleach, I'm in case in Puzbu, or it is no Kiyuv. Now there is a loche that a Puzbu cannot be executed unless the Levi has Kakois. But if the Levi has no Kakois, he has Mitaltlin. He has, even if he's a millionaire, but if he has only Mitaltlin property, not Kakois, so then you cannot fight a Puzbu. So suppose the Levi has an Otsnokov. He doesn't have real estate, but an Otsnokov he possesses. So then you can write a Puzbu, in case in Puzbu al Otsnokov, or make a little manka asiche, what kind of an Otsnokov, an Otsnokov amulah al-gabi say this, so that is a din like a koiz. So the second tree is only tree. Papise is also not snokov. So high papise manchar, if the plant was lying on the karkaloilon. Then he picked it up and he put it like Abi Yisaidis. Chayv, Mishum Teilish. So Rashi and Teisves there in Shabbos say, only with the Rabbonon. Chayv Max Marbus. Doesn't mean Chayv Chabbos. Hainu the Rabbonon, if you were the Kuntas, why couldn't he be Chayv Chatos? Because on the Raisa level, even if it's Munech like Abi Yisaidis, he's still Mechuber. So he wasn't Teilish. But only with the Rabbonon, there is a Nisa of Teilish. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos. Now let's go over the whole Gemara, that's the Aleph and Beis. The ninth line from the top, Daf Pei Aleph on the base. Omar Avune, also Lifneis, Bisodin Nia Bishabes. In other words, Isodin Nia means Isodin that was blown recently. Nechash. So, on Shabbos, one is not allowed to ease himself, you know, in that Sodin. My time. Ilein mishum dafshe, because he's a mazik, he steps and the offer that was just blown, so he's mazik, he damages the karg, so even bechilis also mazik is also all the time. Avachel nam velo mishum asovim, because he will pluck out as he. Because he'll have to use some of the asovim.